So I've heard most of your speech, so I know your points. I'm just curious, how much fallout have you gotten from your stance?
No, I mean, there are those that that have been pushing for this, and I find myself, you know, on the opposite side of a few friends who we are usually fighting together for social justice issues. I think that in the long term, though, it is not in the city's best interest to do this by ourselves. I think neighborhoods like mine, unemployed folks like the ones in my ward who I'm trying desperately to bring jobs to our community to employ, I think this makes it harder now. You know, I would like to see a increase in the minimum wage on the federal, the state, or even the regional level. But the city of it doing it by itself, I think, is I think we're overplaying our hand, and it's going to hurt a lot of folks.
It seems like the county's position on this is pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Stenger has said he's not doing this because he can't do it with the other municipalities.
That's right.
He's not just going to do it on corporate.
That's right.
So anyone who thinks the county is going to follow along, is that just wishful thinking?
I think it is wishful thinking. I don't think we should make the first move. I think this should be a regional approach.
Okay. I don't know whether it's protocol that you're not supposed to interview when things are going on. But
yeah. I don't think we're in a position to do this by ourselves. I think it's foolhardy for us to do it like that. And we haven't looked at any economic impact. We don't even know as a city, as an employer, how much it's going to cost us. So, I mean, I'm concerned. You know, it passed, so we'll just have to deal with it.
Do you think a lawsuit is inevitable?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some folks who are definitely going to launch a lawsuit. You know, I'll let the courts work that out. I'm not involved in that. But, you know, we just have to deal with the environment, and this is going to be the new environment. And so, you know, we still want to attract jobs and bring businesses to our ward and our communities and try to put the huge number of unemployed people to work. It'd be easier to get them to work at $8, $9, $10 an hour than to force to force somebody to hire someone without a high school diploma and you know low-skill worker for $11 while they can be hired for much less in St. Louis County.
And you would kiss somebody on the mouth if they brought $10 an hour job to you.
You know, and now it would have to be an $11 an hour job, and I would still kiss them in the mouth.
Okay. I thought that was pretty funny. Thank you, sir.